Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Hello, everyone!
Hey, guys! This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool!
Watch this ad! And listen. Whoa.
Thank you.
After you.
Hello, everyone.
I'm just gonna take that side.
Oh.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? What's up? I was just trying to tell them about SundayCool.com.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was.
What about them?
Well, it's coming near to the end of summer,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of things are happening. A lot of people have been traveling. A lot of people are doing stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone needs shirts.
Yeah, they
do. Because the summer is coming to a close.
If you didn't have shirts, you'd just be naked.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so speaking of clothes, you need to go to SundayCool.com. Hey, don't get too close because then I'm going to be out of focus.
That's all right.
But if you go to SundayCool.com, you can order shirts, you can order stickers, hats, anything that you would need for your group or your business or your church, organization, whatever it may be. Y'all need to show your logo, your brand. And there's no better way to do that, to build your brand, than to go through SundayCool.com.
That's right.
Absolutely. What else do you got to say, Josh?
I actually didn't hear anything you said, so.
Well, you don't have to hear anything. You can just add on to what I was saying. Just say something.
Apparel, boys, we know it. Pretty shirts, they're all right on time.
Yeah. Also, we just have a lot of different types of inks and processes that we would really like to share with you to make your apparel extra unique. Like this shirt, it's a puff print. You can actually really feel it, and it's a cool shirt. We can get you done literally whatever you want for you or your group. We can make it happen. Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
This ad is too long now. We're wrapping it up right now.
Okay.
What is it? I think it's 2006. We can all put down Person of the Year, a Time Magazine's Person of the Year, because they made it everyone. So it's like, that's a little hack you can do.
Wait. Oh.
Yeah, Time Magazine said everyone's the Person of the Year. That's funny. You're like, yeah, I could put that down on my resume now.
Cute.
Oh.
Speaking of cute, look at this guy. Look at that nice little 4th of July.
I'm so cute.
Ooh.
I like your puff print. NAB, baby.
And it's patriotic.
Oh, it's all, yeah.
Or French.
Ooh, it could be. What else has red, white, and blue?
Filipino flag.
The Filipino flag. You're Filipino? I had no idea. You guys, wait. Mm-hmm. You're together?
Wow. Filipino. Filipino.
As the homeland calls it.
The natives, they actually call it Filipino.
Okay.
Yeah.
You call them the natives?
The natives to the land, yeah.
Yeah, one sec. Oh, it just looked like a weird beard hair. It was laying weird. It literally looked like a mic.
Was that a gray hair, though?
Possibly. You're old. You know what that means? You know the old nursery rhyme. When you find your one gray hair, you go, it's a gray hair, it's a
gray hair.
Look, I found a gray hair. I'm older and wiser, and I'm such a good little boy.
I remember that. I totally forgot about that.
I know. It's one of my favorites. And now you've done it.
Now you done it.
Now you got the gray hair.
Now you done it. You did it.
You did it.
Good job.
You all right?
No.
You've had a hard week? What's going on?
Palms are sweaty. Because, guess what we got for you? A song.
A song from our lungs, from our lips to your ears.
Yes. And,
I thought you were going to just join me.
Do we preface the song?
No, I don't think so. I think it's kind of just what encompasses ninjas or butterflies as a whole. Right?
Okay.
Does it have nothing to do with it?
Maybe it has everything to do with it, sweetie.
Sure does.
Hey.
Sorry. No, I didn't say it. So that was, sure does, sweetheart. Well, I mean, sorry. Sorry, darling. Ah! Wah!
Easy, buddy.
Sorry.
Give us something, my Filipino brother.
My twin.
My brother. All right. Let's sing a song from our native land. Episode 45, ninjas are butterflies. We've got so many, so many questions. Like, where do babies come from?
Questions like, why do old people's eyes look like that?
Oh, yeah. Another question I have. Why do giraffes have black tongues?
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Are zombies, do they have feelings?
And do aliens go pee and poop?
Pee and poop. I wonder why the sky is blue.
And why the CIA killed John F. Kennedy?
Who killed him?
I think it was.
Who killed him?
The CIA.
Who was it?
I just said I think it was the CIA.
We wanna know.
Wanna know.
Who killed John F. Kennedy?
I really think was our own government, but I don't know.
Why?
Why?
Why government?
Why did you hurt us and take away our JFK?
These are the questions.
Yes, they are.
That we may ask.
We may ask.
Cause all ninjas are butterflies.
Yeah.
Something rhymes with ask. We answer all.
Yes.
The questions here.
The questions here.
Because we love
this atmosphere.
This ninjas are butterflies. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
This is a song that we definitely rehearsed
all day long,
all night,
and in the morning,
we do it right.
I was about to say all day night. All day and night.
We did not write a song.
I gather.
How was that, though?
It was amazing. That We're not writing a song.
We got a little hung up on JFK.
A little sidetracked. But I hit every note, and that's what's most important.
Dude, you guys are getting so much better with your pitch, with your timing. It's
Thanks.
Remarkable.
Thanks, Andrew.
You said, I just said it was
Who did it? Oh.
Are you going to call it Ninjas or Ad Lib?
We probably won't post that one.
They can't all be
guys,
winners.
It's really hard to write a song every week.
They can't all be winners.
Legitimately, we spend 15 minutes writing those songs every week. So.
I know, but like we literally didn't have 15 minutes.
I know. No, we didn't.
I loved it. I loved it.
That was fun. That was good. Do you have any questions?
You had the perfect opportunity. He said, I think it was our government. And then you were doing like a whole line and you could have said president, but you said him.
See, we should have gotten Lily. Yeah,
you should have jumped in.
No. Anyway, good
okay,
job.
Everyone be quiet.
I didn't say wow.
It's too late now.
It wasn't a wow song, apparently. Wow. So.
Sorry, go ahead.
I will go ahead. So just everyone.
Yeah, listen, he'll do it in his own time.
Yeah.
On her phone. She don't care.
I was looking at my phone. I'm sorry.
Hey,
Gen Z.
Today's question. Send him by a viewer.
Yeah. Okay. Hit us.
Are human rights necessary?
Are human rights necessary?
Yep. Send him by a viewer.
Are we strictly speaking USA or?
All
humans.
Humans.
Oh man, I feel like it's just not so black and white, but yeah, I would say they are necessary.
Okay.
I would say that, yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
Andrew?
Yeah, homo sapien?
Yes, yeah. Preferably. Yeah,
would you call me? Oh, humans?
Yeah.
Got it, okay, yeah.
Yeah, necessary.
Okay. What about you?
Yes. Mm. Oh.
Cut him off.
Yeah.
He looked at you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You agree?
Yes.
Interesting.
At all times?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So Lily agrees that human rights are necessary all times, even if humans think it's right to kill puppies and do bad things to bad people.
See, that's where I draw the line. That's where I would draw the line.
So not all the time, then.
Because I don't feel like killing puppies.
Right. So we're all in agreement that Lily
wants to put down more puppies.
Welcome to the show. Oh,
that's a tough take.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
most as an empty your mind.
You were martial arts. Ninjas are dead.
Again, didn't prepare. I literally, when you were here, I said, I got to go poop. And Andy's like, I got to go poop. And then I was on the toilet and it was like, are human rights necessary? Yep. We're so unprepared.
Which I had a big poop, if I'm going to be honest.
You guys pooped at the same time?
We did.
You finished before
the same. There was a wall between us.
Which one took the girls' bathroom?
There is no girls'
bathroom. Bathroom, but I did. I took the previously known as the girls' bathroom. Yeah.
Previously known as the girls' bathroom.
Ah, yes. There was nothing specific about it that made it feel female. There wasn't like a
urinal.
Yeah, what's up with like girls' bathrooms having couches sometimes?
Hey, what's up with girls' bathrooms having couches sometimes?
What's the deal with this? See, it just doesn't make sense to me. Why did they deserve comfort and not us?
I don't know if I've ever been in a girls' bathroom with a couch.
Ever?
Maybe at the mall.
Yeah, see, exactly. We would never have a couch.
Never.
Because we'd pee on it. Some guy's like, is this a urinal? Here?
It's not like Patrick
Well, the pee's,
Star.
The pee's yeah. not there anymore, so.
Do I pee here?
How's everyone's week?
Oh, it was great. It was great. Funny story. Yesterday, I was spraying on sunscreen because it was like 96 degrees. With 300% humidity yesterday.
Crazy.
We were nuts. Walking around and Kelsey sprayed on some sunblock for me. And I did the same thing to her. And I was like trying to rub it in and stuff. And so when I was spraying it, she had like sores from like working outside and stuff. Like a couple on her arms. So every time I would get close or rub, and she would go, ow! So it's just after a while, we had done it like really quickly. And she just kept flinching and yelling, ow. And then after a while, we looked around and people kind of started looking. And so it looked like I'm just beating my wife.
You're hurting her.
Stop that.
Ma'am, do you need me to call someone?
Ma'am, look at me. Blink twice.
Do you need help? You are not allowed to touch her.
Get away from her.
I don't care if she's your wife. You're not allowed that. That is too rough.
Fun fact. Yesterday, when we're filming this, whatever. Yesterday was your anniversary.
Yes.
8 years. Congratulations.
And yesterday was Andy Starr's birthday.
Yes.
8 years.
Eight years.
And so they were on the same day. Exactly. That's crazy to me.
You were born 8 years ago?
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. You were born the day you were married too? It's your anniversary?
It was seriously very talented for 8 years old.
It was an arranged marriage.
Oh. Yep.
What have you been up to?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nope.
Not at all?
Just surviving.
Yeah, how are the kids?
Great.
How are the babies?
I'm not sleeping.
Any funny stories with Ada lately? Which I didn't mean to gloss over, you're not sleeping. That sucks. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's normal.
But Ada's sleeping well, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, she sleeps like a teenager now. She literally had to wake her up at 9:30 this morning.
Wake up!
She's 2 years old.
You had to wake her up. That's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, I'm scared for when she's a teenager.
Yeah.
She's so moody.
Funny things that Ada did. Nah, I mean.
Ada might be watching this when she gets older.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Think about?
She's doing this thing where she climbs on all the furniture and jumps off of it, like stage dives off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always like, danger, danger. And Josh is filming and laughing and not doing anything about it.
Double and give it to the next person. Get to the top rope.
No, I don't have any funny stories with Ada this week. She's just funny all the time.
She's funny all great. The time.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys see that compilation? I think it's like Cut on YouTube, and they interviewed like 100 parents, and they asked them the question,
"Oh, yeah.
Would you kill for your child?"
Oh, yeah.
Glad you brought that up.
And all it was just a simple question. Would you kill for your child? If your child was in danger and they were going to die,
perish,
would you kill for that?
Yes.
Zero hesitation. Yes. Zero.
And the thing is, you think that would be most parents'
I was
reaction,
blown away.
Yeah. What were some of the reactions? It was like,
oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of people went, oh, I don't know. And some people just straight out said no.
Crazy.
Hopefully your kid's not watching.
I read the comments and people were like, straight to jail for anybody that hesitated for a minute. Somebody check on those.
Weren't we talking? We won't get into everything we talked about. Oh, we were talking about this. They were like, if I caught someone, like,
we go
like,
so we, dark.
Like, we're like planning out.
Yeah.
We're like, what are we, like, we got to change.
Yeah, everybody relax. Our blood pressure spikes. We get
I'd
so dark.
I'd use them as fertilizer. Whoa.
I say I'd peel their eyeball layers.
Oh, my
layers
gosh.
Layers of their eyeball.
Yeah, I said we weren't going to get into it.
That was my problem. People kept getting like really specific and they're like, this is what I would do for my kid. Miles of my enemy's blood I would trample through.
Don't,
I was like, okay, just say it's a yes or no.
Don't act like that's weird though, because you have a plan for what you would do.
Sure,
if you
but
to.
I don't need to be on video saying those things.
I'm not going
to
make you say it.
Because it makes it just like, whoa, okay, I got it.
Watch,
like,
there's going to be, I just said that, and there's going to be some serial killer that peels eyeballs and they're going to come looking for me first.
And they're going to literally just gonna be like, wait a minute, her timeline matches up with every single place.
This is fun.
Did you guys hear about that dude? I think it was this week. He like, I don't know if he was joking or if he was a crazy person.
Yeah.
But he was on a plane and airdropped
bomb threats
to like everyone on the plane. And now he's he has a fly list.
You're probably getting press charges. Like that's because
they said that's a felony.
An act of terrorism.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's a
as a joke.
What is it?
I don't know.
Panic. Like, yeah, to cause panic.
Yeah. I forget what that is. But
the video is insane. Like they had like all like the cops are like on the plane. They all have their guns drawn, and everyone has to put their hands on their head.
People are terrified.
Yeah, and they're like, we're going to let the person get up and come forward.
But they knew
and no one, and he's like. Whatever his name was, 17F, we know it's you, get up.
And then 17, he's like,
oh no.
The one guy's like, the one time I switch my airplane seats. Come on. But that's the thing. They knew exactly his name. They knew the seat number and everything. That was crazy.
That only freaked me out because remember we joked about before we go on a flight, how we always text each other. Never again.
There was one time. I don't think I was told this on the pod, but like there was a time when we were flying back from Charlotte, me and Josh, and we were flying next to each other, right next to each other, and I just started watching airplane crash compilations right next to him. I was just
I'm like,
I was like, in hindsight, that was probably like, I could have gotten in trouble for that, probably.
I could see like a scenario where like 17E is you and 17F is him and he's asleep and you're just like doing stupid stuff on his phone. They're like, sir, wake up. We know you did it.
That's funny, right?
Got him.
Josh, relax.
Pranks.
And I'm going to prison.
Oh my gosh, Josh.
You have your headphones on.
What? I can't hear you. Sir, don't touch your head. Okay, I just can't hear you. I can't.
Let me take these off real quick.
No.
You guys.
I'm just over here just watching a movie. Oh, what happened?
This is an old video, but I also saw this today. I'm just going to talk about a lot of little TikToks I saw.
No, that's fine.
little TikToks.
This dude gets pulled over, and he is just like vibing on something. And he like gets out and he has like a cigarette and a monster and he's like, all right. He's like, I was waiting for you. And the cop's like, okay. He's like, what's your name? And he's like, you know it.
What?
And he's like, okay. He's like, do you have ID? He's like, yeah, I got ID, but you don't need it because you know who I am.
You know.
And the cop's like, I don't know who you are. He's like, then get your other guys here because they know who I am. And like these more cops
show
up.
I love this guy.
And they're like, sir, we have no idea who you are. And he's like, you do.
Please tell me you do.
I'm Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was like, no.
Like, no, sir. You're not him.
No.
But it was just, he was like, his confidence.
Yeah. Like,
you know who I am.
That's such a great way to get out of anything.
Yeah.
Like, who are you? You don't know who I am?
You know who I am. I'm George Bush, guys. Come on.
Oh my gosh.
Did you see the person who was filming their bedroom and fingers came through the wall in their bedroom? Have you guys seen this?
No.
Literally, they're
I've seen the horror movie.
Like, they're in their apartment.
The wall?
Yeah, like the wall and like fingers poke through and they're like, hello? And like someone literally is scratching through and they're like, I've been kidnapped. I'm trying to get out. So they like pull them into their house and they're like, okay. Like, here, we're going to call the cops. You're safe. You're fine out. The cops get there and find out the person is the neighbor just strung out on drugs.
Oh, no. I mean, let's do an investigation, though. Oh, my gosh. Remember when I came out last night, I said, gosh, my TikTok is so dark, right? I keep watching those true crime things. I don't know if you guys saw the, what's that family where they had 13 kids and it's awful.
Oh, awful. Yes.
That one daughter escaped.
Dude, and I saw that over the weekend. That was so scary.
That's somebody that needs to get their eyeballs peeled. But
this lady's like, no jury, no judge. I'm the executioner.
But I saw this one where it was this guy. I don't know if you've ever seen this. I hadn't heard of it, but it was terrible. They had declared their son is missing, but it turns out he was in the basement.
Dude, the funniest. It's the
interview. Yes.
He's
being interviewed on Nancy Grace, and they just, while he's in the chair being interviewed, Nancy Grace goes, sir, I just got a live report that your son was found in your basement. Do you have anything to say about that? And he goes, oh.
He just,
what? What? Like, way overdone. Way overdone.
Like, he put him down?
Yeah. But they were doing this whole campaign about, like, looking for their son.
He was alive.
He was alive. Yeah, he was alive, and the kid was fine. I mean, like, terrible. He was in their basement for, like, 11 days, but.
What a dummy.
Yeah, but he's got on live TV.
he's caught on live TV.
He's like,
I gotta see this.
And they're like, did you check this? Check your basement? He's like, I checked it. The FBI checked it. The police department checked it. My dogs checked it. And it's like, and he said that, like, four or five times.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But he's like, what? What are you talking
like
about?
Way overacting.
I do declare.
It's like guilty. Guilty.
He's well.
You guys.
In my own house. It's so good. But Nancy Grace, I can't stand her for most of the time. But in that moment, she was perfect because she's like, you're lying to me. She knew she'd been being scammed. And so she just went after him. It's so funny.
Yeah,
then he runs
posture,
off.
She's like this, looking at the camera like.
Yeah.
You know, for someone with the last name Grace, she really doesn't extend it a whole lot.
No, she doesn't. And guys, welcome to Grace Corner, because today we're going to be talking this episode of Grace Corner.
I'm in love with my TikTok algorithm right now, because it's pretty much every other video is that Grimace birthday shake.
It's one of my favorite things of all time.
What is it?
Have you not seen any of them?
What is it?
The McDonald's Grimace birthday shake. It's like...
So McDonald's
dropped
because
happy birthday, Grimace. Yeah. I got your new shake. just gonna try it out, and they take a sip, and then it like turns to where like
just a hard cut.
It's like a horror film after that. And these kids are like laying in a trash can with like the purple.
Yeah, pretending they're dead.
Coming out of their mouth. It's hilarious. Let me just show you this.
For someone with biggest trends. Yeah, it's
someone
so,
with no context. This is the weirdest.
It's an extremely random thing.
Not like super like, what do you call it?
Dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
A lot of them go like.
They're getting super creative because all it is you try, you act like, hey, happy birthday, Grimace. And they sip on it. And then it's just a hard cut to something that just is incredibly obscure or random or really dark. Like feeling. It's all obviously fake and everything, but it's just, they're getting more and more creative. Yeah. I had two people ask me about it if we're going to do a version of it, which I think we should.
All right. Watch this, Andrew.
All right. Today we get the Grimace birthday shake. We're going to be doing a taste test. Let's see how it is.
He's floating. It's just super random. I think we should do that, but like with like when youth pastors are trying to be relatable during the Grimace shake thing, and then like he tries it up on like on stage, like right kids, and then suddenly that's the cut, and then we do something nuts.
That would be funny.
Get on top of the ceiling here or something.
So yeah, I love those videos.
Those are good
because they make me laugh.
That's the stuff that I love about Gen Z. I think that Gen Z is so creatively funny.
They are
the best. Have you seen? It's like boomer humor, and they do a quick meme about like finances or something, and it's millennials, and it's like Shrek, and then the other one, it's just. All it is, the whole meme.
It's like Gen Z.
It's this Gen Z be like, and then it's literally just a low quality like game clip of Hagrid up to his chin in water. So it's like really grainy, and it just says water. It's like, it's like what? I don't get this.
It's so funny. But
it's
yeah,
the best.
What
does your TikTok algorithm look like? So you're saying a lot of true crime,
like very dark stuff. That's right. You gotta because I started getting like, I get like a lot of like police cam videos too, and I get like trapped in them, like just like watching them. But now I like when I see them now, I just go whoop whoop whoop.
I know, but I get interested. It knows I'm interested.
Yeah,
but I also get a lot of like now I'm all into the hippy dippy stuff. I'm juicing.
Yeah, you beet juicing, right?
I'm beet juicing.
That's so funny. He sent me a picture.
Should we show the picture? Of your juice? No.
you look like a serial killer, just like, look what I got.
I said to Josh.
It looks like she would peel out your eyeballs. Or it looks like she did and she's collected them.
Ew. Showing it off.
That's so weird. I said, take a picture of me with my juice. And that's what he took.
What is where are the beets coming from? What has inspired you to do
this? Earth.
Well, we've been drinking.
Oh. Oh, where's the idea coming from? Not like where
you knew what I meant.
From. I didn't.
You knew what I meant.
Nope.
I said like, you know, she has obviously she's a, like a where did beets hobby come for from? Beet. Where from?
Beets. Where do they come from?
Let's talk.
Ground.
Discuss.
Tree.
Discuss.
I do not know.
What inspired you to do it? Like, is it literally just something you saw on TikTok, or did you have beets? Or because I'm like, I've never tried beet juice in my life.
I saw it on TikTok, but we had been prior drinking powdered beet. We would put it. Powdered beet into water with some lion's mane mushrooms.
Is it like nutrients?
Yeah.
Like nutrients, vitamins,
it oxidizes stuff? Your blood. Okay. So if you have a history of stroke or anything like that, but also gets you like stoked, like your blood just like thins out and you're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Thin blood. Beet blood.
Beet blood.
I got beet blood. Watch out. I got beet blood.
I'm going to beat you up with my beet blood.
Dwight Schrute would be very proud of you right now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But it literally tastes like the bottom of a cow trough.
It sounds awful.
It's like,
but there's a lot of stuff with that lion's mane mushroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's supposedly like it's cures great. Cancer and stuff.
It's great for your memory too.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not really helping me.
Where'd you learn that?
Science, the science fair.
Name the article.
It was, it was published in 2013.
Oh, your memory is good. What day?
I'm being dead serious.
Okay.
2013. Yeah. It was a Thursday, and it was published by Dr. Frank. Was it Frank Leorzen?
Let me see the
Frank
fact
Leorzen.
Check it real quick.
Yeah. But yeah, he did the study on lion's mane. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Says it right there.
So
that's
yeah,
incredible. Good for you guys.
I just started taking it today.
Yeah.
Good. And I remember and that. Cool. I remember that fact from
by Lionsgate mushrooms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lionsgate.
Is that what it is? What I did? Like it's mushrooms made by the movie corporation.
I also have this on my algorithm. Have you seen those like ASMR of like the dude that rolls glass bottles down these stairs?
Yeah, I've seen
I love those.
I make it infuriates does, me like, so much.
Different
though.
Types of bottles and see how long they can like go down the stairs before they break.
I just saw a video like it's like a long staircase, like really nice stairs, and they like yeah, it's like a bottle of champagne, and they see how long it breaks, or a bottle of beads or something, whatever, yeah. Like jar pickles. And I was like, this is I don't know why people watch this, but yeah. I end up watching it.
break.
Wow. It broke. I think literally at one time I said like one like went all the way down. I'm like, wow.
How sad is that? We're just sitting
gonna,
at our phones watching things.
I thought it was going to break first step.
If we saw that in a movie, we'd be like, that's totally unrealistic. If somebody just sitting down watching a thing fall downstairs and like.
Let me see. I think I saved it.
Oh, there's so many of them.
Yeah.
Don't look at your DMs right now because I've already sent my ring.
Oh.
So he just does different.
Oh.
That's it. So they have to clean up after every take.
And that's like a 3-minute video.
It has like millions and millions of likes.
Is that what you're doing like in the evening time? You're watching those?
Yeah.
He's making his
and
own.
And when I poop a lot.
Yeah, you do poop a lot.
You're making your own. You're building stairs in your shop just so you can start rolling things down.
Oh.
It's so funny.
But yeah, so that's TikTok. Crazy stuff, guys.
My TikTok right now is either people like it's really random videos with just like one like. It's like really obscure. Yeah. Or it's all Grimace Shakes right now. It was the Titanic submarine.
What is a Grimace Shake flavored?
Oh, it's really weird. I tried it over the weekend. I
heard it was
almost like tasted
blueberry and raspberry or something.
Yeah, I saw blueberry, but I'm like, it's a weird flavor. We should have tried some.
Dang it. Podcast. Next week.
Like a wild berry Pop-Tart was a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those are my favorite Pop-Tarts.
We talked about last podcast.
What?
Yeah. What, wild berry?
Yeah.
That's the best Pop-Tart?
Yes.
What's yours?
Oh, my god.
Don't say something dumb right now.
No, what are you talking about?
What's your favorite Pop-Tart?
The classic... Strawberry.
What are you talking about?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. The classic, like either that or just a classic blueberry.
I do like the blueberry. What's yours, Dad?
The s'mores.
You're the crazy one.
That's way too much cinnamon. It's obnoxious.
No,
it's
s'mores.
Obnoxious.
No, you're thinking of the cinnamon stick one.
Oh, that's the brown
sugar. That's my second favorite. No,
I don't like the s'mores one either. Because the chocolate one tastes so disgusting.
It's weird.
No, does it?
Yes, it does.
What's the
strawberry?
Apple strudel? Isn't that one of them?
Homeschooled.
Homeschooled.
My mom made the best pop.
Lily was just like, no.
No.
Yeah, no would have worked.
It's a bad time, homeschooler.
So we can all agree we all hate each other's Pop-Tarts.
That is so funny. Oh. That just threw me off. I've Wildberry, because that's like the caked on blue one with the little stripe.
Yes. Also, when
it's the best.
It's literally not. It's way too much.
One of our artists draw a picture of one of us with each of our Pop-Tarts doing this.
And then Andrew's just in the corner just doing his homeschool.
With a book.
It's apple fritter.
Apple fritter.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, why hasn't Pop-Tart made the crust enjoyable?
Dude, yeah.
It's so good.
No. Well, I guess you don't know what butter tastes like.
I know what butter tastes like. It's just not real butter.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. There's no.
Are we fighting right now?
Are you talking about like having it like go all the way around? Because that would be dope.
Yeah, like
why can't a Pop-Tart be two sided?
Yeah, or just expand frosting across the whole thing.
Yeah,
don't leave us with that white.
Dude, sometimes when I buy Pop-Tarts, I buy the one without frosting.
That is so homeschooled. It is.
That's literally the definition of a red flag.
Also, there are a lot of homeschool kids that watch our podcast, and you probably insulted all of them.
I think it's cool. I do.
No. I'm saying
you like the Pop-Tarts.
Homeschool. That is so neat that you do that.
I do. I think it's cool.
You eat Pop-Tarts that don't have frosting? That's so cool. That's what I meant by that.
That's an honor to have you here. I think it's even cooler now that you didn't go to public school.
I do think homeschooling is cool. I think it's cool.
Please believe me, guys.
That should have been our question. You literally set yourself up for that one.
Are homeschoolers lame?
No.
Apparently Lily says, yeah.
I don't think that. I think they're cool.
Oh, man.
I think they're cool. I always wanted to be homeschooled when I was a kid.
Mm.
But you weren't.
I wasn't.
Does that imply you're not happy with who you became?
I'm okay with who I
am. I'm good. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm good.
I'm fine.
Oh, but speaking of homeschool, we got an ad. Don't go anywhere.
That's cool.
Yo, Andy.
Yo, what's up, Josh?
Check out all these cool hats I got. What did you call me?
I was about to call you Andy. I don't know why. Hey, but those are cool hats. Where'd you get those?
I got these at Sunday Cool.
Okay, but where'd you put the cool beanie though?
Sunday Cool.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because guess what?
What?
Sunday Cool does all types of hats. I'm talking embroidery. I'm talking patches. I'm talking leather patches. I'm talking about this shiny little silver chicken kind of hat.
And that has a rope on it.
And it does have a rope on it. But any kind of hats.
But these are all different types of hats. We have dad hats. Uh-huh. We have trucker hats. Uh-huh. We have this hat right here, which is a cloth hat.
We have this kind of hat.
We have that captain hat over there right there as well. Yeah. Listen, if you need to go to get a hat for your group, for your church, for your business, or whatever, you go to Sunday Cool.
Yeah, because we do more than shirts.
Absolutely. We do more than shirts. We got it covered. We got your hat covered. Head.
Hey. Head. Yeah. We got your hat covered.
Head covered with the hat.
SundayCool.com.
Get it, baby.
Start your hat order today.
Boom.
Yes.
Am I in trouble?
No, that was funny. That was good.
I don't want our audience to think I hate homeschoolers.
No, because it's not about a homeschooler. It's about
hating me.
We make fun of homeschoolers in our videos.
We make fun of everybody. Yeah. No one's off base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for
Josh.
Barack Obama.
Never.
You said Brock.
Broccoli.
His name is Brock.
Barack.
Can I tell you a story about a janitor I heard over the weekend? Janitor heard annoying alarms and turned off freezer, ruining 20 years of school research worth $1 million.
Uh-oh.
So the story is this janitor is, you know, doing his nightly duties, and this alarm keeps going on and on and on and on, and he doesn't know how to turn it off. No one's answering, and he gets annoyed by it. So he goes and turns it off by unplugging a certain machine.
Is that like a college?
This is a university. It's like Troy University or inside of Troy or whatever.
Oh, no. But
no joke. 20 years of research of like cell structures and stuff like that, all ruined because a guy was just like, listen, this alarm is really annoying. He said, I don't like this.
If it took you 20 years, I mean, kind of just give up at this point, right?
Yeah, 30.
I did you guys a favor, all right?
Yeah.
Let's start over from the beginning.
Listen, something takes you that long, you probably should just start over.
I bet you could do it in half the time now.
Honestly, you should be thanking me.
Oh.
Yikes.
Yeah, isn't that nuts? Isn't that crazy? Like, that would just, like, I'm thinking about how often, like, our own alarms just annoy us. And it's like, that guy just took it to a whole other level. It's like, I'm just going to ruin literally life research for people.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the university that failed, though, to communicate that important.
Oh, it definitely is. They're like, there's a training thing that happens. Like, you should have known.
The fact that a dude could just walk up and probably go off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about last week the Titanic submarine.
Yeah.
We found out.
Yeah.
Bad news.
Sad. Super sad.
So sad.
Yeah. But what's suspect about it a little bit, did you see how the I think it was the U.S. Navy, they knew it exploded 3 days before they announced that it exploded?
Yeah.
Because they got it on their, like, high whatever sonar thing. Like, they heard it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, that's weird. Maybe they just, like, didn't want to, like, give up the fact that they're listening to the entire ocean.
Possibly, but why?
Or the
why leave people on the news media and everything like that? All the stuff, all the time they took carrying that story.
Yeah,
for 3 days.
Probably because they didn't want us to watch something.
And also, the fam. What are you talking about?
They didn't want us to see.
Are you saying it was a distraction?
Get it?
Yeah.
guess
what was happening. What was happening?
I actually don't know.
I have no.
No, a lot of stuff happened.
Yeah, the Wagner Group.
Yeah, yeah. Like, dude, this is so.
What's the Wagner Group?
It was like literally one day. Russia was like at civil, like they're like in the middle of a civil war.
Yeah,
for like a day, maybe a couple of days. Mm-hmm. But during the whole news stuff of the submarine, Pentagon held a press conference, and they said, "We have misplaced $6.8 billion. We don't know where it is. We think it went to Ukraine, but we're not sure." The next day,
yeah,
the I think they called the Wagner Group.
Wagner,
but Wagner. It looks like Wagner.
We would say Wagner.
Yeah.
Wagner. Anyways, they all of a sudden were like, hey, we're going to overthrow Vladimir Putin. And so, like, they took over this really big city and, like, we're going to march towards Moscow. Mm-hmm. And then the leader of the group, who wasn't a good guy, like, he has a bunch of war crimes and stuff, but he was on the phone with Vladimir Putin and they reached an agreement, stopped the fighting, and then they. Putin's basically like, yeah, just go live in, was it Belarus? Is that?
Belarus? I don't know.
But anyways, he's like, yeah, just go there. We're good. And it's like, wait a second.
Hold on.
And so the theory is that, like, the CIA or the U.S. government hired the mercenaries to overthrow Putin.
That would be interesting.
And then, but Putin was in on it the whole time. Just to create this, like...
They're just moving money around.
Now we have $6.8 billion.
They just moving money around.
Yeah.
Do you have the money? Yep. Okay, cool. See you later.
Will I get in trouble for saying this stuff? I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. That didn't take you long at all. Will I get in trouble for that? I don't care.
I kind of care.
No, it's just a theory.
Just a theory, guys.
Because we have been known, the U.S. government, for... paying different militias and stuff for overthrowing governments.
Yeah,
there's a lot. Yeah, it's very. You can look it up anywhere.
Yeah,
you know, like at one point we were paying the Taliban to overthrow Saddam Hussein.
Should we overtake Putin as a team, guys?
With kindness. Should we do
that? With kindness.
Oh yeah,
maybe he just needs a hug.
What if he needed a hug?
Has anyone I want to go. Like seriously, I want us to answer this. Has anyone actually just asked him if he just needs a hug?
I don't think so.
Do we have any record of any president or world leader or prime minister or anybody going up and just asking him straight out to his face, do you need a hug?
Listen.
Vladdy, do you need a hug?
Yes, I do.
Bring it in.
I need a hug bad.
Bring it in. World peace.
That was my on the whim that Russian. Quick.
Yes, I knew need a hug. I do need
But what was I going to say? Oh, the Titanic.
Yeah, what about it?
I just found this out. Do you know how we discovered where the Titanic is?
Nope. No, I don't think so.
Sonar. This was in the, it was the 90s, right? When we found it?
Yeah.
Oh, late 80s or 90s.
Yeah, I think it was earlier than that.
Either way, they hired a guy who, they're like, the U.S. government hired a man to go out and find the Titanic, but really what they're looking for was two submarines of their own that had nuclear missiles on them.
Uh-oh.
And so the finding the Titanic was like
the cover-up.
Cover-up or a cover story. And so this dude went out there, found the two submarines, and found the Titanic.
Cool.
Jeez. It took him, it was in 1985.
It was in 1843.
And then it sank.
They found him with a horse and buggy.
Yeah! It took him 8 days to find it.
Oh.
That is not a long time.
That is not a long, no. That is crazy.
I don't really think we were looking before that.
Maybe. You don't think we were looking?
Not that hard if that guy found it in 8 days.
I would say we were looking then. Because then he's like, yeah, it's probably like right here. Because people have been looking for it.
They said, why did it take 73 years? Efforts to locate and salvage the Titanic began almost immediately after it sank. But technical limitations, as well as the sheer vastness of the North Atlantic search area, made it extremely difficult.
Like, no one can hold their breath for that long.
Well, we can't go down there because I can only hold my breath for 2.5 minutes. But I'll do my best.
I'll do my best.
So you think he was looking for the submarine, honey. And he was like, oh, look what I found.
Hey, cool.
Hey.
That looks familiar. Well,
it was a cover-up story. So Russia didn't know that we were looking for two submarines with nuclear missiles on them.
Cool.
Did they find it?
Yeah.
The missiles ones?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it. How I missed that part. You sorry. I missed that part.
How did we misplace two nuclear subs?
Don't know. And I would assume those people probably didn't live that were on the submarines.
Oh.
Because how do those submarines get out there?
They have to, true.
It's not like they're on autopilot.
Yeah, true.
Could they just sink them? Could they be sunk?
Oh, maybe.
Oh.
Possibly.
Maybe they got a flat.
That's true. Like they could have had a flat.
Yeah.
Like and just they were out there for so long.
It's like a flat.
Like
soda.
No one's coming.
AAA came.
Yeah.
Cito.
We'll put you at the bottom of the ocean. Why would if AAA showed up, then they wouldn't be at the bottom of the ocean, Josh? Yeah.
I don't get it.
AAA.
If I showed up.
Fixes right. The problem, and then they would have gone.
No. They were waiting for AAA to come.
But you said AAA showed up.
Oh, yeah, I did. I don't know.
Ha! Hole in your story. Maybe this is a hypothetical. Don't care. I won.
I remember when that really amazing 9/11 docuseries came out. Do you remember it? That was a weird sentence, wasn't it? It was that docuseries that came out like 2 years ago.
Which is a weird way to pause.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. But the docuseries came out.
Well shot.
It was well shot. It was well produced. All those things. And we were watching it at the same time Jace was. And like we're like, Jace, are you watching this 9/11 docuseries? It's like, whoa. It's crazy. And he goes, I've walked away with the idea that the U.S. government runs the same way that Sunday Cool does. What's that? That's what he said. He was saying because at one point they were like talking about a plane that was like missing and they didn't know what it was doing. And like, and then they said, this thing is coming here or whatever. And it was all just this huge miscommunication. And he was like, that happens every day at Sunday Cool. And that can happen with the U.S. government. They
that was
operate
a really good plug for Sunday Cool.
We do. Yeah.
You're killing it today.
Are you being mean?
You just don't like, oh, Sunday Cool. We just miscommunicate
no,
all the time.
No, that's not, but we do great yeah. all the time. Oh my gosh. Send me home.
That was also like year one or two of Sunday Cool.
That was so long ago.
Don't worry, guys. If there's any homeschoolers watching, they didn't get it. So.
Shut up.
Just kidding.
Shut up.
That was so funny. Do you, this is a weird fact about. I'm sure you've seen the meme or sometime, but there is a man named. Let's see here. What's
Robert?
Is it Bill? Bill almost got it.
Oh.
Bill is short for Robert. That's
yeah
short. Bill Morrow. His name is Bill Morrow, and on.
It's William. Bill is short for William.
Oh, it's a joke.
I actually thought it was.
Bob is Robert.
I was like over here nodding, and then.
Bob is short for Richard. There was this guy, Bill Morrow, on September 11th, 2001. He did something really incredible, and that was he bowled a 300.
Yeah.
And he has a picture of it, and he has like a plaque and everything. And is that like that's just? And I saw that, and I'm just imagining like the real life scenario of that guy.
He's just like does the like everyone's cheering him on. He's like strike. He's like yes. Turns around. And everyone's like looking at the TV. He's like you guys.
And then he gets
screams. They all fell.
He gets
oh no,
Andrew.
That's the joke you're making.
I'm not. No, and then I just imagine him grabbing his plaque and like going home, and like everyone's like super sad. And he's like, check this out. Like, look what I did today. I finally did it. And she's like, not now.
Not now, Bill.
And it's just like, stupid. This day sucks.
Oh my
sorry,
God.
Terrible. Bill, it's not about you right now.
It's not about you, Bill.
No one cares that you're pulled a 300.
Do you know what time it is, though?
No way.
Question corner with Lily.
Where the questions are fresh on her mind. This podcast is
did you
gone
say question corners? You say corners?
Probably.
I think you go with an S
question
at the end.
Question corners? Yeah, I do.
That's multiple corners?
She said in multiple corners.
All right.
Here it is.
Who was your celebrity crush when you were 7?
7.
Well, I was homeschooled, so.
So your mom?
Josh!
I don't know.
Josh!
I don't know.
I don't know. That's the best I got.
What's the matter with us? What is going on?
This is A wild episode already.
Oh,
wild episode.
Celebrity crush when I was 7.
Oh man, I'm gonna think about that.
Mine was Orlando Bloom from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, that was like prime time Orlando Bloom. I just realized how big he made it. Like when he made it so big. Wasn't the Lord of the Rings like the first thing he did?
It's his break.
And then he immediately went on to the Pirates of the Caribbean. And then he did something else real big right after. And it's like, what is this guy like that? What a career that guy has. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
And a chin line.
I don't either. That's so long ago.
and a chin line.
I think it was, what's her face from the Titanic?
Oh, Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet.
Really?
Because I...
Because of the Titanic?
Yep.
Okay.
I wasn't supposed to watch the Titanic.
Yeah.
Or we had on VHS and...
You skipped the end, yeah.
We were supposed to... My mom always tried to fast forward through parts.
Mm-hmm. You say you skipped the end? Just what? Like the drowning
no,
part?
No, there was a two-part VHS. Did you guys have it? It was a two-part VHS.
Yeah.
You skipped the end of the first one.
Yeah.
I just imagine like if you, like you just like skip the end. I thought that's what you meant.
No.
Like just the skip the end.
It's just like, and they lived happily ever, yeah, ever like, after.
Wow, this is such a good movie. And Josh's like, the Titanic is not a romantic comedy. What are you talking about? It's a terrible, terrible tragedy.
Also had a crush on Nala from Lion King.
You said that
before. I think it's because I didn't like understand what crushes were. I don't know.
Still weird.
They her and Simba were just like so in love.
No, I get it.
This is great.
You love love.
I do.
Aww, you gravitate toward love.
Yeah.
Aww.
Okay, this podcast is
getting weird. Okay, your turn.
I think my first thought is like whenever I was that young, I was really into like the superhero stuff, and I had a crush on Jessica Alba. When she was at like the height of her career at that point, and like I was just this lonely little seventh grader, and I was like,
Fantastic Four?
Yeah, Fantastic Four.
You weren't 7 in the 7th grade.
Oh, I thought you said 7th grade for some reason.
No, 7 years old.
Oh, 7 years old. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Actually, now I'm really thinking about it now and I do have an answer.
It is?
The Pink Power Ranger.
That makes sense. Honestly, if we're going childhood, like 7 years, that's I misunderstood that one. I would literally like don't judge me, Esmeralda from Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so what? 7-year-old me had a crush on a cartoon.
It's supposed to be something like that because you were 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah. I don't know.
Andrew?
Madam Blueberry from VeggieTales.
Oh.
I got very sweet. That was actually after I was 7 years old. Me at 7 years old is going quite a ways.
I know. I'm like,
you're like 48.
I was
right?
like really trying to think of like
you're
what
like
I was watching
right?
at 7.
That's 24 years ago.
You're 83 years old.
Wait a minute. Count of Saint Germain.
Who was yours?
Orlando Bloom from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anthony
or
Russo.
Anakin.
That's
Skywalker.
Crazy to me that that's your 7 years old.
Yeah, that is weird, right?
Yeah.
Moving on. Andrew, do you have something for us?
I do. It's already been sent.
What's our song that we're covering?
Lily, do not click it.
Go Phantom.
Andrew has a reel. Andrew has a reel. Bum, 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 bum.
I have to watch the movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Andrew has a reel. He really does. He's going to show us it. It'll create a buzz.
Oh
Andrew has a reel.
What else
he
does he
have? Sent it to us.
What else is happening?
That's it.
All right.
I'm
never going to watch the movie because I feel like I just watched it right there.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So
I'm clicking on the chat.
Wait. Yeah. You can open the chat. But
audio or no?
Doesn't matter. Okay. What's fun about this one is it actually got taken down, but I had already screen recorded it.
Mm. If this is something
I don't know,
dark and demented.
It's not dark or demented,
is
but it
gory?
Is.
Wait,
nope.
Do we click
it's
it?
Just,
don't click it yet.
This is something that I don't believe exists, but I looked it up and it does.
Okay.
Lily, the last pod, you literally just kept doing this. Like every time we told you to stop looking, you're just like, I was like, quit looking at it.
I don't know.
Just kept going. I'll count you down. You ready? Counting down to the click.
You guys keep saying don't click, and I just click. It's okay. A compulsion.
All right. Three,
two, one, click.
Dude.
What?
That can't be real.
It's real.
What is this?
Ribbon worm.
Ribbon worms are a group of very unusual worms related to mollusks.
Ugh.
They live in the ocean, can grow to over 100 feet long.
Oh.
What?
But are usually much less than an inch wide. Some species live on land or in fresh water.
Ew.
They branch out like that? Like roots?
Yes.
Oh,
bro.
Imagine they get inside
you. What are they? Do they kill you? That's what do
just
they do?
That, it's
100 feet long, Josh. Of course it kills you.
Why, though?
I don't know.
What did we do to them?
Because it hungers for power and control.
I want to expand my web within you.
Yeah, that's how they...
Dude, that thing, like, imagine that thing going in your mouth.
Ew.
You're swimming around.
Am I all right?
Isn't that nuts how it grows, though?
Oh,
that's
that is
terrifying.
Scary. That's very, very scary.
I wish that didn't exist. I wish that would die.
One hey, these, God, delete that.
One of these podcasts, I'm going to bring the thing that I find a reel of. Be like, everyone hold out your hand and close your eyes.
No.
Okay. I have something for you, and it's really weird.
Hit me.
Did you know that there was a cave found in the Grand Canyon in the early 1900s that predated Native Americans, and in fact looked like it came from Egypt? And the Smithsonian denies it to this day, yet they funded the expedition.
Wow.
What?
Yes.
That's a lot of information.
Did you know?
Yeah. No. Once again.
Yeah, I got it the first time. I watched this on the Y Files. Shout out, Mr. Y. I actually don't know his name. Probably should learn it.
Yeah.
Can we be friends?
Going to butcher it a little bit because I meant to write more about it this morning, but did not. So 1908... President Teddy Roosevelt was establishing all the national parks, but it would take 11 years for Congress to fully pass the bill or whatever to establish these different lands as national parks. This explorer, his name was Arts. His name was I don't even know how to say his name. K-I-N-C-A-I-D. Kincaid? Yeah, Kincaid.
Yeah.
Nice. G.E. Kincaid. He wanted to go to the Grand Canyon to look for gold before they established it as a national park. So he was going down one of the rivers in the Grand Canyon and saw a mineral deposit about 2,000 feet up on a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Went up there, and he saw some bushes or whatever, and he pushed the bushes aside, and it was a staircase that led up to clearly a man-made cave.
Yeah.
He walked in there. And immediately it was like, what am I looking at? Because it looked like there was hieroglyphics all on the walls.
So weird.
And so we did a little more exploring, and it was huge. And he was like, this is crazy. And so he like took some pictures and stuff and then went to the Smithsonian and was like, can you fund me? And like, we'll get a team out there to see what this is.
Yeah.
So they went out there, and it was basically an underground city. And they said that at one point in time, it would have housed like 50,000 people.
What?
It just went so deep. And he said there was, but it got super weird with like, there were statues in it that actually resembled more of like a Buddha, but like looked different than Buddha, but it was like same.
But like it didn't posture. Look like it was from Native Americans.
No.
Like it had like there's no hints.
There's no, nothing to do with Native Americans in this cave. And then there's this one room that they called like the warrior room, and it was just like thousands of mummies of these men up on shelves, just like tons of them. And that like they're just like, we can't explain this, all this stuff. And so the dude wrote this whole thing, but then the Smithsonian took all the stuff that they found in the cave, and basically. The story is they never released it to the public.
Wow.
And the guy's like, why aren't you?
Why aren't we talking about this?
Yeah. It's like, we had a whole team go out there.
Yeah.
And then they, to this day, they deny it. They're like, that didn't exist. That story's made up.
So do they have access to the cave now? Is there anything?
This is like, where it gets crazy.
Okay.
I always say that. But if you go there to this day where the man wrote that it would have been, it's fenced off and it's like for, they don't want people to get too close to the edge or like, there's just this one restricted section mm-hmm. in the Grand Canyon. And it's like, it's just to keep people safe or whatever. But this one couple who did like 20 years of research to find out where it is, mm-hmm. they finally got basically to where they needed to go down. And all of a sudden there's Black Hawk helicopters flying around them. Then the police and park rangers show up and is like, hey, yeah, you guys can't be here.
Oh my goodness.
And so it's like, what in the world, bro?
What could it possibly be in there?
Yeah. It's weird.
Is that alien stuff?
Well,
is there alien stuff in there?
Here's what's crazy.
Because that's pretty close to all Roswell and stuff like that and the Area 51. Like, that's
yeah. nearby. Well, the natives in that region, I think it was maybe the Navajo or like, I don't know what Native yeah. Americans were in that place, but they talked about how they weren't the first people on the land and that there was people actually before them. And those people were taught by the star people. And like they're taught by the star people how to make weapons, how to do all this. And because he said like within the thing, he said the technology far surpassed what Native Americans had.
Yeah.
Like they had like actual like weaponry, like swords and like all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, there's this whole theory that it would.
That's wacky, dude.
Because I feel like this theory is that like, the mainstream archaeology in like museums like the Smithsonian, they cover up stories like this because it goes against the narrative that they've been teaching since being founded. You know, like
yeah.
if you came out and said like, oh, well, actually Native Americans weren't here. It was this ancient civilization that was established thousands of years before the Native Americans. Yeah. Then everything that they talked about Native Americans is just kind of like, we were wrong.
Yeah. You hear a lot about taking things out of history books because of whatever, for whatever reason, but you don't hear a lot about adding. And you think the more we get older, the more we're going to learn about our land, our history, our culture, and discover more things. And maybe I'm just out of the loop, but it's like, I don't feel like we hear stories about, hey, we're adding this now to our history books and to our teachings because this is incredible information that we didn't know before.
Yeah.
There's got to be stuff that like that we didn't know about. There's, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, this is the whole journey I'm on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of just like not being all like, la, 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 but like, hey, why don't we just question like what we've been taught from history and stuff?
Yeah.
Of
not
just
saying
like,
whether what's
like
right
if
or wrong.
If you're finding new evidence that goes against this old theory, that you should be able to change it.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a nice balance to that of like, you know, trusting things that have been tested, you know, that we have actual proof over. But then there's also things that, a lot of the stuff is just told from mouth and, you know, we just got to trust it and we just got to hope for the best.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that I truly believe the pyramids are way older than what we think. And like anytime you go to Egypt and like there's just the, it's the Egyptologists, but it's like, it's an organization in Egypt that are like the gatekeepers of that information.
Yeah.
And it's like, they never let you, go into certain parts of like the pyramid or the Sphinx and stuff.
Well, there's a whole lot of screwed up things with that too, because there's this footage of them opening an actual tomb outside underneath a canopy with reporters and everything. And I'm like, you don't know what's in there.
Yeah.
You don't know, like you think you would want to preserve this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't care how like important it is or not. It's like, that seems like something like we should come together and say, hey, we should probably do this.
Yeah.
And that's why we have the national parks. That's what's great about America. But like, that's why the rainforest is being struck down, because it's not protected.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
like, there should be things where it's like, hey, let's continue to learn everything we possibly can about our world.
Yeah.
And
you know,
work together to, you know, preserve that. And so we can get correct information.
I'm actually unleashed the mummy.
Yeah. Well, for I was going to say, I'm listening to a podcast right now and it's a 2-part series on that, Spotify podcast I told you about.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But it's the mummy mystery or something, or mystery of the mummy. No, it's like the cursed mummy or something. But it's basically talking about the story of this dude in the late 1800s, like went and was he found this. It took this whole story where He was funded by this man in England to find this one pharaoh mummy or whatever. Mm-hmm. He found it and was like, everyone's like, probably shouldn't open that. And it's this whole series of events where he opened it. They opened it. They were sending it back to England. But like, basically everyone that was involved in excavating this mummy and this pharaoh died. Like in the most bizarre ways. And the most bizarre of the ways was the man who funded it.
Yeah.
He had some like immune disorder or something, but he went to Egypt to like see what the guy found. He got bit by a mosquito on the cheek.
That'll do it.
It scabbed over. And then he says he was shaving and cut it and got infected and he died 3 weeks later. But when they examined the mummy, this is weird. When they examined the mummy, the mummy had a scar on the exact same place where the guy cut his cheek.
Weird, oh weird. Goodness.
Yeah.
Weird.
But there's different theories of like that they potentially like breathed in.
Yeah.
Yeah, something.
Stuff
yeah.
That was like
toxic.
Yeah, yeah, that we couldn't.
That probably like could have wiped out a ton of people back then. Who knows?
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know
yeah.
how germs work like that, but like, you know, but that seems unsanitary.
What's a germ?
But then
they just talked about all these weird stories of people uncovering stuff in ancient Egypt. And then there was a story where there was this man who was on this boat and they're bringing this one mummy princess lady from England to America. And the guy was telling the crew about this story of this mummy. And he's like, basically on her necklace says like, basically, leave me where I lie, or all will perish. And they're like, "Oh, that's a." They're like, "Oh, that's a good fun story."
good joke.
But then the next night, the boat sank.
Oh.
And do you know what boat it was?
The Titanic.
The Titanic.
No.
You're dead serious.
You're lying.
No, that's what they said on the thing.
What?
But then they said there's no proof for that.
Are you joking? Oh. That's crazy.
But that
though.
Was a story that Dude, was going that around for like.
That would
years.
Be nuts. I never yeah. heard that story. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Man.
Have you guys heard about the film that they tried to do in Egypt in the 70s and then it got shut down?
I don't think so. So it sounds familiar.
There was a movie. So what they wanted to do is like kind of this old Egyptian thing and they wanted it to be a fairly accurate sort of like creepy piece.
Yeah.
But they thought, hey, let's make this like as actual as we can, and they found people who like very familiar with the ancient Egyptian religion and they brought them in to like do worship services as they used to in the actual areas, and just weird stuff started happening and they didn't think anything of it, but they're literally doing these like chants and just weird rituals. Well, a few weeks in, everyone starts getting sick and it like just starts to break out over the entire set, and so they have to bring in health experts. And they start getting really confused. They're like, we don't know what we're looking at. So they bring in more experts and they realize we haven't seen this disease for thousands of years. The last time it was prevalent was ancient Egypt.
Ooh.
And it shut the film down.
Like, let's not dig this stuff up or open boxes that have been buried.
But on the other hand, we want conversation topics.
Hey, yeah, you can just look in
there. We want to know.
don't be like... like, oh, there's a green mist.
Going in.
I wonder what that is.
What would you guys do if you found, I've always wondered that, like if a UFO landed in your yard, if you found like buried treasure or something like that, or dinosaur bones.
I was obsessed with finding buried treasure as
right?
a kid.
As all kids, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Holes were. All in our yard. Yeah.
But like, what would, like, how would you handle that? Like when you say like dinosaurs, or if you found something extremely rare, it's like.
Who do you call?
You call, because. It could have been like, oh yeah, this is government property, and I buy. And it's like, this would have made me really rich.
Oh, I do
like
have that. Would
like it's
that.
Scary. Like I don't know
it's
what to
like
do.
Yeah. It's like the treasure tax. You can still find treasure, but you have to pay tax on.
Yes, you can. And that leads me to this story that you just reminded me of. I think I told you about this.
Can't remember.
Or maybe you. I forget. But there was a story that happened, I think, a year or so ago. These treasure hunters were looking for this vast amount of gold that went missing in the Civil War. It was a wagon full. They said what was it? It was like 5,000 pounds of gold or something.
It's quite and the
they
wagon.
Were, yeah, and they were like raided. Oh, it was like a
convoy.
Yeah. And they were raided, and so the story is that the whichever side, I think the Union had the gold, and then it was the Confederates that raided the wagons or whatever. But the legend is that they buried it, but right after they buried it, the Confederate, they lost. And so they were never able to, like, go back and get the gold. And so this one treasure hunting company or whatever, they had been looking for years, and they finally got a ding of, like, their whole system, whatever technology they have. They're like, for sure the gold is right here, buried right here. And since it's technically U.S. gold, they did the appropriate thing and called the FBI. The FBI came out there, and then they basically blocked the treasure hunting company from, like, getting in there. But they told them, like, yeah, we're going to find it, and you'll get
the tax.
The tax, yeah. And they only dug at night, and all these locals said at night they had these big old lights and these excavators. Then they had, like, three or four semis pull up, leave. Next day, FBI is gone, and they told the treasure hunting company, yeah, we didn't find anything.
Yeah, if I find treasure, I'm melting that down.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, it says they found 9 tons of cargo.
Wait, oh, so they say that they did found it?
It's, yeah, it's on March 15th, 2 days in the dig began a plane.
Oh, so they found it, but then that's when they reported the...
Yeah, that's what it's, it was. Yeah, cargo. You can find it on Google. There's articles about it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Nine.
So they didn't get anything.
Cargo.
But they might have just said it's... I mean, it says cargo, not gold. Oh, yeah, cargo, it's like, yeah,
there wasn't gold in it. It was just canned
yams. What do you do with that? What do you do with that? Like, you... They said
I will find a way to melt that down in my backyard.
And yeah,
there's gonna be a said, really.
How much money do you think?
I forget, but I remember it was a lot.
How much money?
$2. I don't know.
Just go a flat billion.
$60 million.
Oh, wow.
But $5 billion.
$60 million.
Jeez.
That's why I never ask people.
I'm always like spot on or over, and he's like, I'm never going to ask you anymore. I'm not doing that anymore.
Like, guess how much this cost? It's like $1,000. Like, no.
No.
$50.
History has no value, I guess.
But still, you found $60 million.
Crazy.
You found it. And now it's not yours anymore.
The FBI. Dang. Finders aren't keepers. But yeah, if I were to find something like that, or like a UFO or something.
What do you do?
I would be scared. I'd be like, I don't know what.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to call anyone. Like,
UFO, I'm calling the government. I'll just
okay, say. Call the government on the UFO. Dinosaur bones.
I'm fine.
I would go to the news, bro. That's what you got to do, is go to the news first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just.
But then you're kind of protected because you're like, you're
put yourself out there. Yeah. We talk about it on the pod, the first thing. Everyone share this video.
Like, we bring in this UFO.
I'm holding
guys,
a
literally
a dinosaur bone.
A T-Rex
bone. This is a T-Rex's femur.
But yeah.
What would you do if you found gold?
Not tell a soul.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell anyone.
Oh, my
I mean,
gosh.
What do you do with that? What do you take? Like, if you actually found, like, an actual gold.
I got gold.
That reminds me of that dumb movie we watched.
What?
The dumb World War II movie. Sisu.
You didn't like it?
Oh, I love Sisu.
No, I did not like it.
That was like a Nazi John Wick.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What didn't you like about it?
It was very testosterone. It had nothing for me in it.
Yeah.
He wasn't a Nazi.
I watched Pride and Prejudice, okay? All right? Come on.
But yeah. That's all I got.
That's all I got.
Well, I'll say this, because I talked about the cave thing. That Native American that was telling the stories of his people or whatever, he says, so when I read or listened to parts of the Book of Enoch, it talks about the fallen angels coming down and then teaching the people weaponry, technology, how to farm, how to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they slept with women and created Nephilim. And then in the Book of Enoch, it said these were giant men and their appetite could never be sustained or whatever.
Fulfilled,
so
yeah.
They would start eating men. And oof. So they're just like these evil giant creature men. But this Native American, not referencing scripture at all, talked about in America, these star people came down and they taught the natives how to make bow and arrows and how to cultivate
and so farm it's and like do all this story. Stuff.
And he says, and then these star people basically would sleep with the women of the tribe, and these women would give birth to giants, and these giants had red, long hair. He said, but then they would eat the men of our village or just the people. Jeez. And so we had to drive them out and kill them and stuff. Yeah. I'm like,
it's all lining up.
What?
It's all lining up.
Weird.
I'm scared.
I don't like that news.
Weird. I feel like we have to apologize for this episode.
Sorry. I'm not apologizing.
Hey,
I think you do.
Yeah.
You have a lot. You're going to actually go on an apology tour.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We love everybody.
Look into the camera to give them 30 seconds of why you're sorry.
I'm sorry, particularly to the homeschooled community.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me.
Why are you gritting your teeth?
I can't look at you, Andrew.
Why? Because he's a homeschooler?
I feel guilty.
I can't wait to look back on this episode. We watched this episode for the first time, and as soon as he mentions his Pop-Tart, I see the way she shuts it.
They forgive you, I hope.
Thanks.
Oh, not all of them.
Uh-oh. But can we make an effort? We're filming two episodes this week.
Yes.
Can we make an effort for Friday to be Fun Friday? Fun Day Friday.
So all fun stories.
All fun stories.
Yeah.
Goofy stories.
Let's do a fun activity too, like a ranking or something like that, or a debate.
No Abe Lincoln.
Can it be food related?
Absolutely.
Let's bring the Grimace Shakes and maybe rate French fries.
Someone grab me an apple pie when you get the shakes.
Yeah, true.
Okay. All right.
You can have a milkshake? Just kidding. What was
the joke? All the milkshake. Hold the milk.
The McDonald's employee is like. All right. We love you.
We love you.
Make sure to review us on everything. 5 stars. Subscribe to our YouTube. Blah, 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 blah. Also, go to sundaycoolswag.com.
Yeah.
And buy some merch.
We're going to restock.
We got ninja hats.
Yeah, we got ninja hats. We got some
shirts. Stickers.
Shirts that are hopefully going to be up by next week.
Yeah, some new ones. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a Puff Ink hoodie on there.
Yeah.
It's really slick.
We're going to restock some hats.
And when it runs out. We're going to be bringing out new stuff. But
yeah.
Get it while it's hot.
Yeah, we got some sun reveal in there, too.
Super fans, comment what you want to see in the merch store.
Yeah. What else should they comment, though? What are we talking
about? We'll figure out something.
Favorite Pop-Tart flavor.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I'm going to start pinning a comment at the every episode. So
We'll pin our favorite comment per episode. So you better make it good.
I'm going to pin the ones that say that Lily's cute.
Mm. We have a lot more that are saying Annie's cute. So good luck finding them.
Yeah. All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Thanks for watching.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful.
Does it empty your mind?
You learn martial arts! Ha! Ninjas attack!
What are the odds that this sounds like the first one?
No, I want to guess what it sounds like. It's going to sound like...
What do you think it's going to sound like? You're all wrong.
We were so wrong.
Bye-bye.